Are you looking for money-saving advice to grow and promote yourself and your business? If so, this is the show for you. Put your hands together for the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show with host and author Lisa Sims.
Hello and welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And as always, it is my pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday, March the 4th of 2015. If you're like me, you're probably wondering where did February go, but nevertheless, we are in the month of March, and time is rolling on, and as they say, March has marched in like a lion, and if you're like myself, you're busier than ever, but busy is good as long as we are productive. So we have a great show lined up for you today. As always, we're going to be sharing some time-saving and money-saving tips with you so that you can stretch a dollar to save and make thousands. And as always, we always like to get started with some announcements before we get into today's topic. And we always like to let you know about the airing of the show so that you know when you can tune in and listen to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And we typically air on the first and the last Wednesdays of each month at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar, and you can listen from your favorite browser. Now, I know you all lead busy lives, and you can't always tune in live, and that's okay. We've made it very simple for you to listen to it at your convenience and on demand. So you can always listen via iTunes and also the Stitcher app, which is available on Apple devices as well as Android devices. And, of course, you can always log on to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar and listen to your favorite episode from your favorite browser. It is just that easy. And we would like for you to follow us on our various social media networks. So if you're not following me on Twitter, I would highly encourage you to do so. I have two Twitter handles. The first Twitter handle is B as in boy, I-Z, Money Saver. And for this particular Twitter handle, I send out informative and money-saving tweets that can help you stretch a dollar in your business and also keep you abreast of when the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show airs. And I also have another Twitter handle, which is author Lisa Sims with one M. And for that particular Twitter handle, I send out informative tweets about different book projects that I'm working on as well as other writing projects that are going on. Now, if you haven't gone over to Facebook and liked our page, I encourage you to do that as well, and we've made that as simple as possible to do as well. And you can go to facebook.com/stretchingadollar, and we're doing a awesome job of keeping that page updated so that you can know what we're up to and when different events are happening and where we'll be. So we're doing a better job of keeping that page up to date. And I forgot to mention when I was discussing the airing of the show, if you'd like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, I would love to have you. And it's very simple to be a guest. All you need to do is visit our blog at stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link. And there's a form there that basically you would fill out with all the necessary information. And the only requirement that I have is that the particular topic that you would like to discuss on the show must relate to the theme of our show, which is Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs. So if, and you must be able to talk about that subject for at least about 20 to 30 minutes. So if you can do that, then I would highly encourage you to go ahead and fill out that form. And once I get it, I'll review the information. And if it looks like it's a match, then I'll be in contact and we'll go ahead and get you scheduled for the show. And also, want to remind you about our books that are on Amazon.com. It's a new month, so why not try something new? And we have several books out there that can help you not only stretch a dollar to save and make thousands, but also to keep you motivated. And some of those books consist of course, the Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands and Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less. And then we have the Start the Way You Want to Finish, and that's in ebook format only. And then we have, for our couponers like myself, we have the Digital Coupon Savings 411. And if you need a little inspiration for your soul, we have the Your Situational Sanctuary, Encountering God Beyond Church Walls. So we have a little bit of everything for everybody. So whatever you're in the need of in terms of new reading material, go on out to Amazon and take a look. So what we're going to do now is we are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to dive into today's topic, which just happens to be 5 must-have Google Chrome extensions to save you time and money in your business. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, you are in for a treat today. Today we are going to be discussing 5 must-have Google Chrome extensions to save you time and money in your business. Now, I always like to give a little bit of background about how I come up with these different topics for the shows. And the way I came up with this particular topic is that my primary browser of choice is Firefox. I like Firefox because it has a lot of different add-ons that I can use for saving money, web development, you name it, it pretty much has it. So I said, well, let's take a look at Google Chrome. Now, I use Google Chrome occasionally as my browser and everything. It's okay. I mean, it's gaining in market share, but I still prefer Firefox. That's just me. I just prefer it over all the others. But Google Chrome is gaining in market share, and they do have some good what they call extensions, and basically these can be thought of as just basically apps that you can load within your Google Chrome browser that can basically extend the functionality of your browser, and it just gives you some additional applications automatically so that basically you can do more with less. So you don't have to actually open up another tab or go to another window. It's right there within your browser. So I said, well, obviously there's got to be some extensions that us entrepreneurs can use that will actually help us save time and do more with less. So that's how the show actually came to fruition, and it was like 1 or 2 in the morning when I was just going through and looking at some of these extensions, and after a while I got sleepy and I went to sleep and I said, okay, that's what the show is going to be about. So that's how the show came about. So as always, I say I'm going to give 5, but I always give a bonus. So you might as well say it's going to be 6 must-have Google Chrome extensions. And these are just some things that you might want to try out. And you might say, well, no, these are not for me. And that's okay. I just wanted to just kind of make you aware that these extensions are available. And you can, the way you would access them is that you would go to chrome.google.com/web store. And basically there are all the applications and extensions there. Now, some of them are free, and then there's others that are, there's a cost associated with them. So you just have to pick and choose. The ones that I'm going to be talking about today, I'm going to focus on the free ones because we're on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneur show, and we are stretching our dollar. So I'm going to give you 5 extensions that I think are good for us to use that will not only help us save time, but will also save us some money. So without further ado, the first one that I want to tell you about is the Evernote Web Clipper. Now, I love Evernote. Do I love Evernote? Evernote is on every mobile device that I own because you can sync the documents and you can always have that information available to you because it is in the cloud. So I like Evernote. And with Evernote, within Google Chrome, there's the Evernote Web Clipper. And basically what it is just the, I'm just going to read it straight from the website here, is basically the easiest way to collect the best of the web all in one place. So basically, when you are on the web and you actually see some information or articles or pages that you want to be able to save, then you can use the Evernote Web Clipper, and it will save the pages and organize them within Evernote. So you have this information within your Evernote account. Now, if you don't have Evernote, I would highly encourage you to go ahead and sign up for a free Evernote account. But this is a great way to be able to organize and categorize the information that you come across every day and have it in an easy-to-locate place. And the good thing about it, as I said earlier, is that basically whatever mobile device that you're on and you install that Evernote app, you have access to that information. So you never have to worry about being without the information. And I lost my train of thought. But it is still a good extension for you to add to your arsenal if you are a Google Chrome user. So I would highly encourage you to go ahead and add this particular extension if you don't already have it installed. Okay, so that's number one. Now, the second extension that I want to tell you about, and basically this particular extension is one that I use. Not only is it available in Firefox, but it's also available in Google Chrome, and that is PriceBlink. Now, you've probably seen PriceBlink talked about on World News Tonight and other places, but it is a great tool to use because, and I'll give you some basis behind it, is that basically when you're on the internet and you're, let's say you're at Amazon and you're actually shopping for an item, what PriceBlink does, once you install it, it's running within your browser window, and it goes out and it searches on the internet to find the best prices and the lowest prices. So if you're on Amazon and you're searching for something and that's not the lowest price on Amazon, it will display in a box at the top of your browser window what the lowest price is and what particular vendor has that item cheaper. And I use it religiously all the time because it's doing the work for me. There's nothing special that I have to do besides install it, and it does the rest. And so if you are really interested in saving money and cutting your expenses and getting the best price that you can on whatever it is that you happen to be purchasing, then I would highly encourage you to go ahead and install the PriceBlink extension. As I said, it is available on Firefox as well as Google Chrome, and it is a good tool to have to make sure that you're getting the best deal possible so that you can save that extra money and invest it back into your business. So thus far we've talked about the Evernote Web Clipper, and we have discussed PriceBlink. So what we're going to do now is we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and we are going to discuss the third must-have Google Chrome extension to save you time and money in your business on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And we're back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we have been discussing today's topic, which is 5 must-have Google Chrome extensions to save you time and money in your business. And right now we have reached the point where we can talk about our 3rd must-have extension to actually save you time and money within your business. And the 3rd extension happens to be the RSS feed reader. Now, for all my bloggers and those that read various blogs every day, we know that there's so much information that is available on a daily basis that we can, if we're not careful, suffer from information overload. And this particular extension just allows us to be able to manage it just a little bit better. And what it does is that it allows us to be able to designate the particular blogs that we would like to keep track of, and along with their RSS feeds, which basically allows us to be able to see when new content has been added to their blog so that we don't have to just keep going back to their blog to get the information. So if we subscribe to their RSS feed, then we will know when new content has been made available. And if you install the RSS feed reader extension, then you can organize your RSS feeds for the various blogs that you read on a daily basis, and it just allows you to just organize it and categorize it the way that you see fit, and you can read it from within your browser. So it is another way to save you some time and organize your day so that you don't get bombarded by trying to stay abreast of what's going on all the various blogs that are out there. I mean, there's so many different blogs, we can't even count them all. But at least if you subscribe to their RSS feeds, you never have to worry about missing anything that's new that has been released. So you'll always be in the know. So I would highly encourage you to go ahead and check out this RSS feed reader from within the Google Chrome extension within the web store, and go ahead, just try it out, see how you like it, and you may like it, you may not, but as I said, it's free, so you just want to give it a trial run to see how it can help you save a little bit of time and how you can use it to your advantage. Now, another thing, it just really helps you with your creativity. If you're like me, you like to know what's going on and see what's trending in the world, and you can see that by using the RSS feed reader because you can take a look at the titles and of the posts that are being released. So it's another creative way to get your creative juices flowing and stay in the know as to what's going on. All right, so that was our 3rd Google Chrome extension. So moving on, we are now at our 4th Google Chrome extension. And this particular extension happens to be LastPass, which is the free password manager. So as we all know, we have accounts everywhere, and we must remember passwords. And sometimes that gets confusing, and whatever system that you use, whether, I don't advise this, but I know some people still do, you've got the sticky notes, and then you've got where you've written down passwords on things of that nature. So this is a better way to keep track of your password so that when you are, let's just say you're out and about and you're on, let's say you're at Panera and you want to access one of your accounts and you want to be as secure as possible, Now, LastPass will allow you to do that because you can save your passwords within LastPass, and it gives you secure access from any computer that you're on, so you only have to remember one password, and it will automatically log you in to the sites that you have specified within the LastPass extension. So it adds a layer of protection to you because, as I was mentioning with the Panera situation, is that you never know who is in these particular places and what their intent is, and you just want to protect yourself so that if someone just happens to be passing by and they have their smartphone out, the thing about smartphones now is that you really don't know if someone's really looking at their smartphone, taking a picture, shooting a video. You just don't know. I mean, when that mobile device is in their hands, you really have no idea of what's going on. So with the Panera example, who's to say that that person that's walking behind you doesn't have their phone out and is taking a picture or a video of you as you are actually typing in your password? So, as I said, an added layer of protection to put your mind at rest. So if you go ahead and install this LastPass free password manager, you don't have to, that's one less thing that you'll have to worry about because you only need one password to remember, and that's to actually access LastPass, and you can be automatically logged into your sites, and you can sync it across your different mobile devices. So I would highly encourage you to go ahead and take a look at LastPass, the free password manager, and it is free. So go ahead and go to chrome.google.com/web store and check it out. All right. So that is our fourth extension. Now we have reached that point where we're at our last extension. And this particular extension, I had to include it just for the nature of things because we're talking about Google Chrome and we're talking about Google, who is the actual creator of Google Chrome and the Google, web store here. So my number five Google Chrome extension happens to be Google Hangouts. And the reason why I put Google Hangouts is because we live in a collaborative society where we want to share, we want to embrace, we work with people that are in various locations. Everyone is not within the same state. So we have to learn how to work with people that may not be in the same state as us. So Google Hangouts will allow us to do that, and you can do it from your Google Chrome web browser by adding this particular extension. So you, if you need to have a group video call, you can do that for free using Google Hangouts, and you can also you can use Google Chrome the Google Hangouts on your Apple and your Android devices, so you don't have to worry about different platforms. It will work on both platforms. And so if you wanted to even do a brief demonstration to a couple of people, you can do that as well. So you're not limited into what you can do with the Hangout from within the browser. But it's just a quick and easy way for you to be able to collaborate and also host your own Hangout from right within your browser. So it just makes it more convenient rather than going to your Google Plus account and starting a Hangout from there. You already have the extension available to you to go ahead and kick that off. So I would highly encourage you to take a look at that as well. And some points to remember about Hangouts is that you can have a video call with up to 10 friends, so just keep that in mind. But you can always do the other option where you can do a broadcast, and that can go out to as many people as you like, but you can still only have up to 10 people that are actually collaborating or participating as participants in the Hangout. And so all your friends can use the Hangout as well as your colleagues and your clients. So this particular way, and then I just forgot to mention that this can also save you money in terms of having to travel to go and visit clients. As I said, basically, we're all scattered about. No one really, it's rare that you find someone that works with someone within the same state. We're all spread out, and you just never know where people are. So this is a great way for you to save on not only gas, but hotel and food and all those other expenses, because you can have a video call right from within your browser from wherever you happen to be. So this is a great tool to use for collaboration and just to stay in touch. So I would highly encourage you to be able to check it out within the web store and see how you like it. If you haven't jumped on the Hangouts bandwagon, I would highly encourage you to do that as well. So that is my fifth Google Chrome extension to save you time and money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to come back. And I know I said I was only going to give one bonus, but I'm going to give two more bonus Google Chrome extensions, as I always like to over-deliver so that you can be able to save time and money. So we're going to be right back on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we have been discussing 5 must-have Google Chrome extensions to save you time and money in your business. And we have already gone through all 5, but now we're at the point where I'm going to give 2 kind of bonus extensions that can really help save you time and money. And so the bonus extension, well, one of the bonus extensions that I want to talk about is called Focus 45. Now, when I saw this one really spoke to me because, as you know, I'm an author and I do freelance writing as well, and I need to have some concentration. I need to focus. And even when I'm thinking about topics for the Stretching a Dollar's Entrepreneur Show, I need to focus. I need to get into my mind and be able to not only hear the thoughts, but be able to put those thoughts down on, whether it's on my iPad or on my laptop or whatnot. Now, what focus allows you to do is that it will, with one click now, it will give you 45 minutes of no distracting websites. And we've all had it happen. Now, I use the Pomodoro method of time management where I have a visual timer that basically I set and it goes from green to yellow to red. And then, you know, I set it for 25 minutes and then I take a 5-minute break. Well, within those 25 minutes, things happen. You know, you receive an email, you decide, oh, I need to go to this particular website. What Focus 45 will do is with one click, it will basically stop you from going to distracting websites that are sucking up your time. And I'm just as guilty. I'm getting better. So I look for different things that will help me to be able to focus, because if I have something to do, I got to get it done, and that's what Focus 45 will allow you to do. So for 45 minutes, it will allow you to focus and not be distracted by browsing on the Internet. So after 45 minutes, you can browse again freely. And the good thing about Focus 45 is that if you really, really need to go to that website during that 45 minutes that you're supposed to be focusing, all you have to do is that enter in a code, and they give you a code, and all you have to do is just type in the code, and you'll be able to actually view that website. But there's always a but. You can only do it for 5 minutes. So this is a good extension to have. So if you are a writer or really anybody that needs to better manage their time and gets distracted by browsing on the Internet, I would highly encourage you to go ahead and install Focus 45. And believe you me, I have installed it because I really need to get some things done and just to be able to focus and to stop. You know, we say, okay, I'm going to do this for X amount of minutes. Well, good intentions, but sometimes things go awry. So we just have to work within what we have, and this particular app will allow you to do that, and so you can be productive. Now, along the same lines, I want to give you another extension, and it's called Stay Focused. But instead of, it's spelled F-O-C-U-S-D. And this particular extension, I'm going to read you the description. It says, increases your productivity by limiting the amount of time that you can spend on time-wasting websites. So it does the same thing as Focus 45. I'm not sure if it gives you a code like Focus 45 does, but I would highly encourage you to check into this one as well, because time is money. No matter how we look at it, time is money. And if we're not productive with the time that we have, then we're wasting money. So we have to squeeze as much productivity out of a day that we can. And by using these simple and easy extensions, it allows us to be able to do that. And the next extension that I want to bring to your attention is called the to-do list. So it's a to-do list and task manager. And what it does is that, well, let me see, Todoist, that's what it's called. It looks like to-do list, but it's Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T. And it is one of the leading online to-do list and task managers. And it allows you to be able to organize, focus, and be more productive. And you can use it wherever you need to, on your mobile device, your desktop, browser, Gmail, and more. And it has been featured by TechCrunch and the New York Times, Lifehacker, ReadWriteWeb, and others. And what it does and some of the features that it has, and I'm just going to read these straight from the Chrome Web Store. It sets recurring dates easily with a built-in calendar, nests related tasks by creating subtasks within projects, add emails as tasks directly from Gmail or Outlook, view your tasks from any mobile phone, native clients for Android and iPhone, get reminders sent via email or mobile text message. Now, that is a premium feature, but that got my attention because, of course, as we get busy and busy, it's good to have reminders set so that you know, okay, hey, you've got this set up, and if you're like me, you use your smartphone and you use the reminder app and you set reminders and everything. But most of the time, if you're on your laptop, or tablet or whatever it may be, you still just need another reminder as well. So this particular extension is one that I would highly encourage you to take a look at so that you can organize. And the good thing about it is that it uses colors, so that you can easily, at a glance, be able to see the tasks that you have before you, and you can prioritize them based on the color, along with tags and whatnot. So these were just a few of the extensions that I came across, and there's many, many others. All you have to do, as I said earlier, is just go to chrome.google.com/web store, and you can search and search for whatever you need. There is probably an extension for you. And just keep in mind that you will need the Google Chrome web browser to install these extensions. So if you are a Google Chrome user, then these are some extensions that you would have to do is just install them. If you're not a Google Chrome user, then you would just download Google Chrome, and you can just type in google.com/Chrome, and you can actually download Chrome. And one of the things about Chrome that Google states on the Chrome website is that it's fast, you know, that the browser is fast and it's a free browser that's built for the modern web. So just give it a try. So you always want to test out things so that you can kind of give your opinion to others, because someone may say, well, have you used Chrome before? And, well, no, I haven't. So at least if you go ahead and download it and try it out and see how it improves your, if it improves your productivity by using some of the extensions, then it's a win-win for all. And as I said earlier, I like Firefox. I'm a Firefox enthusiast and use it religiously. And so I just wanted to present these to you. And now for my Internet Explorer folks, I will do something I'll do a show later for you, since, you know, Internet Explorer still happens to have about, well, roughly about 50% of the marketplace in terms of users for the Internet Explorer browser. So, but I just wanted to focus on Chrome and just give you another avenue and a way of thinking about increasing your productivity with extensions. And as I said, I did another show about Firefox add-ons. I just wanted to let you know about these particular extensions for Google Chrome. So that is our show for today. I hope you learned something that you did not know today, that you say, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to look into some of these extensions so that I can be more productive and save time as well as money. And as always, we have to always be continuous learners and just keep an open mind and be flexible in what we hear and apply. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and get out of here for today. And I have enjoyed being with you today and just talking about these different Google extensions as well. And it's has made me want to go look into some additional add-ons for Firefox so that I can be more productive with the time that I have, because when you have so many irons in the fire and there's only 24 hours in a day, you need to be able to do as much as you can, but you want to be efficient at it. You don't want to just be busy. You want to be efficient and productive, and that's what today's show was all about. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We have great weather here in Georgia, and it seems like a good day to actually take a walk. So I'm probably going to take my son and get his little wagon, and we're going to go down the street and just enjoy this nice weather before the cold weather comes back on tomorrow. And so our next show is going to be on the 25th. Of March, and we are going to be discussing the Canva app. If you haven't heard of Canva, you're in for a treat, and it's actually going to save you some money on your graphic designs. If you've heard of tools like GIMP and Photoshop, then you're definitely going to want to tune in and find out about Canva and how you can use it in your business so that you can actually market your business for less. So until the 25th, have a good Wednesday, and I will be back before you on the 25th. And this has been the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs Show.